Well, welcome to the online version of the Call to Worship. I'll read the light-colored print if you'd respond with the bold, and together we'll do the prayer of confession. If faith has been a family tradition, it may be we are thirsty for a more personal encounter with Christ.
Many of us have grown up in the church. We feel at home here. Perhaps that familiarity hinders what God would like to do with us.
God would like to satisfy our thirst by revealing our sin so that He can forgive us. Then we can really worship Him.
We desire to empty our lives of all distractions that God may fill us with His presence.
And the prayer of confession together.
Worship almost becomes a habit, Father. And we do not feel our spiritual thirst is quenched. It is too easy for us to go through our ritual of worship and continue in a lifestyle of sin. Forgive us for worship which is artificial, preventing us from drinking the life-giving water of salvation. Reveal our sins to us and then cleanse us, that we may be refreshed with your gift of new life in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whose name we pray.
Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.
God bless you. May be seated.